everyone. I'm Amanda Balby, Assistant Editor at Consultant and Consultant360.com. Today I'm joined by Dr. Mumta Jain, Associate Professor of Internal Medicine at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. Today she will be answering questions about hepatitis C virus, or HCV. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Jain.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start the discussion by talking about treatment options. What's currently available to patients with HCV?
Well, this is a remarkable time to have hepatitis C because, first of all, hepatitis C is curable. And we have an incredible array of medications to cure patients with hepatitis C. There are many different drugs. So let me just start off. Harvoni, this is a combination drug. It's a one pill once a day that treats genotype 1 and 4, but we usually use it in patients that have genotype 1, and it is very, very effective. And the good thing is that you don't need to take a year's worth of therapy. There's no injections. It's literally one pill that you most people will take for about 12 weeks, and it has greater than 95% cure rate. There are other medications. The most recent one that's come out is called Epclusa. This one is unique in the sense that it is also a combination pill, and it is used once, you give it once a day, but it's unique in the sense that it doesn't matter what your genotype is. You can be genotype 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, and it's 12 weeks, one pill once a day, and again, very high cure rates. Other medications that are available, so one of the problems with the two medicines that I mentioned is that they can cause, they can't be used in patients with renal dysfunction or renal insufficiency, especially with a creatinine clearance less than 30. So there is another one pill once a day called Zapatiers. That is two pills in one, and you can use this in genotype 1s and 4s, and it's generally used 12 weeks, but in some populations you may have to use it a little bit longer, like 16 weeks. The good thing is that you can actually use this pill in patients on dialysis or with severe renal dysfunction. Other medications that are not one pill once a day, but are still very, very effective. There is Vicarapac, which is a pack that comes, so there's a pill that you take twice a day, and then another pill that you take once a day, and then you usually have to combine this with ribavirin. And the general treatment is 12 weeks also, and it also has like 95% cure rate for genotype 1s. In patients that have cirrhosis, we have to give it for a little bit longer time, for 24 weeks. And then there's other medications such as sofosbuvir and Declatosphere. That would require two pills. There's also sofosbuvir and ribavirin. We would use that for genotype 2s and 3s. We're moving away from that now because Epclusa is available and these other medications may not be as effective as Epclusa is. But a lot of these decisions as to what regimen is dictated by insurance. So depending on what is the preferred agent for the patient's insurance, we can usually select from a different medications and find something that's going to be very effective.
Are there any tips about testing for Hep C testing for PCPs?
So I think that the one thing that I would encourage primary care physicians to focus on is testing baby boomers. This is a new recommendation that the CDC came out with in 2012 and was also supported by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. So this is a test that is paid for by insurance because it's a grade B recommendation. So what they're encouraging us to do is to test anyone that is born between 1945 to 1965, regardless of risk. So you don't need to ask them if they've used drugs or had a needle stick or anything like that. Just test them. If they've never been tested for Hep C, test them once. And what we know is that this population, there's a prevalence rate of hepatitis C of around 4 to 5%. So you will find people that have hepatitis C that maybe would have gone undiagnosed. And that gives you the opportunity to then refer them for Hep C treatment and have them cured. Because what we are seeing is that many of these patients in this baby boomer population are aging, and they're coming into the hospital now with cirrhosis because nobody thought, they didn't think that they were at risk for hepatitis C, and it's been kind of a silent disease, and it's been slowly causing damage to their liver. And then they, you know, present with complications from cirrhosis. So we want to find these folks and offer them a cure before they get complications.
Thank you so much for joining us today and answering our questions. We look forward to your next podcast with us. Regarding other tips for primary care providers on how to better manage their ACV patients. Thank you for joining us today.